This is Abaki's recording for Maseches Megillah, Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. Now, on the bottom of Yud Zayin Amid Aleph, there's a lengthy discussion about how we know that we're supposed to read the Megillah in order, and you're not allowed to read it out of order. Say Kriya Shema out of order, and Tefillah can't be out of order, and Hallel. Sorry, I went a little out of order myself, ironically. Hallel, then Kriya Shema, then Tefillah, in addition to the Megillah. So we were in the middle of this, the discussion of Kriya Shema, so we'll go back and we'll start it again. It's the last line on Daf Yud Zayin Amid Aleph. So, Ditanya, Kriya Shema Kichsava. So the first statement is that we have a brisa which says that Kriya Shema must be read exactly the way it is written. I mean, you can't read it out of order. Divrei Rebbe, right? Those are the words of Rebbe. It doesn't mean out of order. It means it has to be read in Lashon HaKodesh. The way it's written. Chachamim b'chol lashon. Chachamim say you can read it in any language you want. My time of the Rebbe. What's the reason of Rebbe? Amar Kra, the Pasuk says. Now we're going to Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. V'hayu, right? It says v'hayu adibir ma'ila b'havayasan yehu. They have to be the way they are. Meaning you have to read it in Lashon HaKodesh the way it is. V'rabbanan, my time. What's the reason for the Rabbanan? So you can read it in any language you want. Amar Kra, Shema. Because it says Shema. Implying that it can be in any language that you can hear. If you hear it, if you understand it, then you can read, you can say Kriya Shema in such a language. The Rebbe Nam Yoksiv Shema. So what does Rebbe do with the word Shema? He learns from that Shema means you actually have to hear the words that you're saying. You can't mumble it so low that you can't hear it. And the Rabbanan hold that b'di'evit, you don't have to hear what you're saying. It's okay if you don't hear the words that are coming out of your mouth when you say Kriya Shema. So they don't darshan that from Shema. Rather, they darshan it can even be in a different language that you understand. The Rabbanan nam yaksiv v'hayu. But what do the Rabbanan do with the word v'hayu? Should be the way it is in Lashon HaKodesh. Hahu miboile shelo yikro l'mafreya. The Rabbanan learn out from there. You can't read it out of order. And that's what we were looking for. The Rebbe, Shelo Yikra L'mafreya Menale, so how does Rebbe know you're not allowed to read Kriya Shema out of order? Midivarim ha-divarim. Meaning from the fact that it says V'hayu ha-divarim ha-ila, not V'hayu divarim ha-ila. Right? Or divarim ha-ila. Right? So it doesn't say, it says these specific words, and it stresses it with the hey idea, which tells you that it has to be exactly the way these words are written. V'rabbanan divarim ha-divarim lo mashmalahu. The Rabbanan don't learn anything out from that pasuk because they think that grammatically it should have said ha-divarim. It shouldn't have said anything. It shouldn't have said v'hayu divarim. Ha-divarim is correct, and therefore there's nothing to darshan from that. Okay, now just a slide. One more side point. Lema kasava Rebbe kol tara kula b'chol lashon nemra. So are we to say based on this that Rebbe holds that whenever you read from the Torah has to be dafka in lashon hakodesh? I'm sorry, it can be in any language you want. Elsewhere, Rebbe holds, any language you want is fine. The Esau, the Daitiv Lashon HaKodesh Nemra, if you think that it has to dafka be in Lashon HaKodesh, Lamali Lemechdav V'Hayu. Why would it need to say in Kriya Shema V'Hayu to teach me dafka Kriya Shema has to be in Lashon HaKodesh, implying that anything else that you're going to have a reading of can be in any language you want? Itzterich. No, so he answers back, not necessarily, you still need it. Sol Gadaitiv. Because I would have thought Shema kirabbanan, because of Rachmana v'hayu. Because I would have thought to learn the word Shema like the Rabbanan, which means b'chol lashon shata shomea. I would have thought that that you can, when it says Shema, this is the exception, not the rule. Because that Kriya Shema can be in any language you want. Therefore, it says v'hayu to teach you not to darshan Shema the way the Rabbanan do. Right? So fine. And then we have just the flip side. Lema kasavri Rabbanan kol tarak. So are we to say from this that the Rabbanan hold that every other time you read the Torah has to be Dafka and Lashon HaKodesh, the Esau Gadaita B'chol Lashon Nemra, if you want to say that it has to be specifically in any language you want, and the rest of the Torah can be any language you want, so then Lama Li L'michtav Shema, why then by Kriya Shema do we have to exclude it by saying Shema? Obviously the rest of the Torah has to be specifically in Lashon HaKodesh, and Dafka Shema is the exception, not the rule. The Gemara responds, not so fast. It's the Rich. You need it to say Shema regardless of what the din is in the rest of the Torah. So, Tzolgadag Dechamina, V'hayu Kirebi, because I would have thought the Darshan, V'hayu, means it's specifically in Lashon HaKodesh, and therefore it says Shema, that you can read it B'chol Lashon. So there is no proof either way from what the Rabbanan or Rebbe hold in the rest of Torah, And one can assume, just as you know, at least with a 50-50 shot, that they hold the same thing about Shema as they would hold it for the rest of the Torah. Okay, so fine, and therefore, I may not have read the last couple of words. Sorry. So the Rabbi Kasav Rachmana Shema. Therefore, the Torah writes Shema, and you learn from there that it's B'chol Lashon. Okay, now we're up to the last thing that has to be in order, tefillah. So tefillah usually means shmona esrei when you're talking about tefillah in the Gemara. So where do we learn that tefillah has to be in order? D'tanya, shimon hakapuli, here's your shmona esrei brachos lefnei Rabban Gamliel al haseder biyavne. Shimon hakapuli set up the 18 brachos in order in front of Rabban Gamliel in Yavne. Amar Rabbi Yochanan v'amri lo b'masnisa tana b'meya v'esrim zekenim. He says, no, it wasn't Shimon HaKapuli who set up the 18 brachos. It was written by the 120 elders, Uvahem Kama Nevi'im, and with it, some of them were Nevi'im. So they tiknu Shimon Esrei brachos al Seder. They're the ones who wrote the Shimon Esrei, meaning, and what we, our colloquial name for those individuals is, that's the official name, I guess, the Anshei Knesses HaGedola wrote the Shimon Esrei, not Shimon HaKapuli in the days of Rav Gamliel, rather way earlier in the opening days of the second Beis HaMikdash, they wrote the Shimon Esrei. So now we're going to go through how the Shemona Esrei is constructed and each bracha in the Shemona Esrei. So from where do we say that you're supposed to say a bracha on the Avos? Shenemar Havu LaHashem B'nei Elim. Right. So we know from the Mizmor LeDavid that we say on Friday night. All right. Havu LaHashem, the sons of the mighty. Right. So We actually have a few places where the Avos are referred to as mighty in Tanakh. So this is one of the places. Havu LaHashem, we're going to just say give praise to Hashem, or you know, Bnei Elim, the sons of the Avos, and therefore we start with Avos. Bnei Sha'omrim Givuros, and then the next bracha is Atah Gibor, talking about the power of Hashem. Shenemar Havu LaHashem Kavod Va'Oz, right? Right. We're supposed to praise Hashem for His honor and His strength. Gvura. So then we say Atakadosh Shenemar Havu LaHashem Kavod Shemo. That's called Kedusha Hashem. Atakadosh Shimcha Kadosh. Hishtachavu LaHashem Vahadras Kodesh. Right, and we bow down to Hashem in these holy places. So we see that the next bracha is supposed to be Atakadosh. Ma ra'u lomar biyavne achar kedusha. Right, and I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm having some issues today. Okay, ma ra'u lomar bina. Achar Kedusha, and what did they see? What was the reason that they wrote the bracha of Atachonim, which is about understanding, Bina, after Kedusha? Shenemar, right? Because what does it say in the Torah? In the Tanakh? V'ekdishu es Kedosh Yaakov es Okei Yisrael Ya'aritzu. You should sanctify, you should make holy the God of Yaakov and the God of Yisrael. You will revere, you will honor the Samechle. And right after that, what does it say? V'yedu. Toe ruach bina, and those who are straying away, they will finally have some understanding. So we say that once we give the proper kedusha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then everyone will have proper bina. Okay, next. So what's the next bracha? Maro lomar teshuva achar bina. Why did they say hashivenu, the bracha about teshuva, right after the bracha about understanding, dechsiv? Right, it says further, ulvavo yavin vishav v'rafelo, right, and his heart will understand, and then he will do teshuva, and then he will be healed. So what we see is that the order there is first bina, then teshuva. So, yachi, wait a second, that's not accurate, because lema refua basra teshuva. So right afterwards should be refainu, not re'e. So it's based on this pasuk, it should go bina, teshuva, refua. Not bina, teshuva, then re'evon yenu, which we call the bracha of geula, and then teshuva. So no, the Gemara says, lo salkadaita. No, that's not what you should think. Dichsev, because it says, v'yashov el Hashem, v'irachameyu ve'el elokeinu, ki yarbe lis loach. Let him return to Hashem, because Hashem will have mercy on him, and to his, right, and to our Hashem, that he is, it gives a lot of forgiveness. He's very forgiving. So therefore, what do we see here? First, we talk about, right, doing tshuva tashem, and he'll have mercy on you, right? And then we'll be brought back, ki arbel l'slach, right? So we have to go to slach lanu right after teshuva. So we don't want to skip, I was I'm making a lot of mistakes today. Sorry, not in the reading of the Gemara, thank God, but just in the way I'm explaining it is not accurate and or clear. So we were upset because it said Atakadosh, then Atachonin, which is Bina, and then following Bina, Teshuvah. And we said, yeah, based on the pasuk, first Bina, then Teshuvah, then Refuah. And we skipped two brachos, Slach Lano, and we also skipped Rei Vanyeno. So he said, no, so we couldn't skip Slach Lano because we have another pasuk which says, V'yashav al Hashem Rechameh, V'elokein, V'elkiyar Be'lisloach. So this first talks about the fact that you do Teshuvah, and then Hashem will have Slicha on you. So, okay, Umay Chazis Tesamchis Aha, Smochaha. So he says, why do we rely on that pasuk, the second pasuk we quoted? The first pasuk is just as reliable, meaning the first pasuk says the order should be different. So kasab karach rina, because there's another pasuk. Hasoleach l'chol avonechi harofe l'chol tachluechi. Right? So it says the one who heals all of your sins and who cures all of your illnesses. Hagoel mishachas chayechi. Right? He redeems your life from being in Ganem. Or in the dumps, lememra the geula refuah baser slichai. Wait a second. So is this meaning to tell us that geula and refuah come after forgiveness? Vaksiv, but doesn't it say vishav v'rafelo? Right, first do tshuva and then you get refuah. So basically, the pasuk that we started with that goes bina tshuva and refuah, that should be the ikur. So the Gemara answers no. Hahu lav refuah de tachaluimhi. That's not illness related refuah. Ela refuah de slichahi. That's the same thing as slach lanu. So we're not dafka relying on one pasuk over the other. Even that pasuk, which seems to indicate that refuah should come next, it's not. It's a spiritual refuah. It's not a physical refuah, and therefore slach lanu is exactly where it's supposed to be, even according to that pasuk. Umaro lomar geula b'shvius. So why then do they go re'evan yeno, the bracha of geula? That's the seventh bracha. What's significant about that? Amarava. So Rava answers mitoksha esidim li goel b'shvius, because we're going to be redeemed in the seventh year after Mashiach comes. That's based on a Gemara in Perek Chelek. We're not going to get into that right now. So leficha kavua b'shvius. Therefore, they were koveya that we should be redeemed. We should talk about geula in the seventh bracha, right? So that's where Re'ei Vanyenu comes and sort of breaks up slach lanu and refa'inu. Okay, v'amar mar b'shishis. Okay, so now we're going further in this in the idea of being revealed redeemed in the seventh year of Mashiach. In the sixth year, kolos. There's going to be lots of noise. V'shvius mochamos. The Motzei Shvius Ben David Ba. So in the sixth year, it's going to be lots of noise. In the seventh year, it'll be lots of wars. And then the end of the seventh year, that's when Mashiach is really going to come and redeem us. So the Gemara answers, Milchama Nami Aschalta de Geulahi. The war itself is the beginning of the redemption. Meaning, you have to have wars in order to have real Geula. And therefore, we're calling the seventh year, which is filled with wars, but those are wars that are the eschalta de geula, and therefore that counts as why the geula should be in the seventh bracha. Ma ro lo ma refu b'shminis. Why is refu in the eighth bracha? Am revacha mitok she nitna mila b'shminis shetzricha refuah. Because bris mila is given on the eighth day, and therefore we need a refuah after bris mila, and therefore we say the eighth bracha refuah. Leficha kavu b'shminis. Ma ro lo ma brichas hashana b'chias. And then why do we talk about Parnasa and the bracha on the harvest in the year, we should have enough to eat on the ninth bracha. Amar Rav Alexandri, kineged mafkiei she'arim, right? It's specifically against those who jack up the prices. Why? Dechsiv, because it says, shvor zarua rasha, right? And it says, shvor zarua rasha, break the arm of a rasha. V'david ki amra, v'chias amra. And when David said it, he said it in the ninth parak of Tehillim. Now this is cute because it's actually in the 10th parak of Tehillim, but if you remember from Maseches Brachos 2 years ago, the Gemara then said really the first two prakim of Tehillim are one parak, and therefore it actually is in the 9th parak of Tehillim, not the 10th according to Chazal. For some reason, our Sifrei Tehillim paskin like the Havamina of the Gemara and not the actual conclusion of Chazal, so they're all one parak off. Then why do we say Tikab Shofar, the bracha about bringing together the Golios, after we talk about Parnasa of Birch Sashanim? Dechsev, Va'atem, and you, Hare Yisrael, the mountains of Yisrael, Anvachem titnu prichem tisol la'ame Yisrael. Right? You should grow branches and you bring fruit forth for your nation Yisrael. Ki karvu lavo, because they are coming soon. The kevan sheneskatsu galios, right? And now we have, you know, kibbutz galios, meaning once we have the fruits growing, then the next thing is kibbutz galios. Then nasa din b'risham. Now we're going to judge the risham. Shenemar v'ashiva al yadi alayich v'etzro kvod sigayich. Right? So I'm going to bring you off my hand to, against you, and I'm going to basically punish those who have done wrong. Uksiv v'ashiva shoftayach k'varishona. And then it says further, I'm going to restore the judges as in the beginning. The kevan shenasa din min arishayim kulo aposh kalu aposhim the kolo zedim imayim. So once the rishayim are judged, now the sinners have been eradicated, and all the purposeful sinners, the people who do it even include, you know, on purpose, are included with them. Shenemar v'shaver poshim v'chataim yachta. We're going to break down the people who accidentally sin and the people who sin on purpose together. V'kevan shekalu aposhim misrael memes keret and tzadikim. And then after that, once we save olam alshinim, now we raise up the tzadikim. V'chsiv kol karni rishayim agadeya tiro memena karnos tzadik. Right. So we're going to raise up we're going to put down all the rishayim and we're going to raise up all the tzadikim. V'kol el gereyat tzedek imat tzadikim. And we want to include all the righteous converts, people converted to Judaism for the right reasons, together with the tzadikim. Right, so we say al tzadikim, al chasim, al gereyat tzedek, etc. Right, so mipnei, how do we know that we're supposed to include a ger with the tzadikim? Because it says, this is actually in Sefer Vayikra, and mipnei seva takum vadarta pnei zakim. I think it's Parshas Kedoshim. So you're supposed to stand up in front of a Talmud Chacham or an old person, depending on how you learn the Pasuk, and you're supposed to give honor to the face of an old person. The Samachlay, and right after that it says, V'chi yagur itachem ger, if there is a ger living together with you. V'heichon misrael memes karnam, so where are they going to be praised? Where is everybody going to look to these tzadikim? V'Yerushalayim, it's going to be in Yerushalayim, Shenemar, Shalu Shalom Yerushalayim, right? Pray for the peace of Yerushalayim. Yishloyu ohavoyich, right? Halavai, those people who love you will be in shalva. They'll have tranquility. V'kevan shenivnes Yerushalayim, and then once Yerushalayim is built, Bad David, then Malchus based David will restart. Shenemar, just going a little further over to Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Achar Yashuvu Bnei Yisrael Uvikshu Es Hashem Elokei. And then the Jewish people will return. And they will ask for God, the S, David Malcolm, and they will ask for David, their king. Okay, so we're smack in the middle of discussion of the order of the brachos of the Shemone Esrei based on the psukim in Tanakh. So we will continue with this, Bezras Hashem, next time.